true Thomas lay on Huntley bank. A fairly he spied with his ee, and there he saw a lady bright come riding down by Eildon tree. Her skirt was o' the grass-green silk, her mantle o' the velvet fine, a tilka tit o' her horse's mane, hung 50 siller bells and nine. True Thomas he pulled off his cap, and a looted load unto his knee. All hail thou mighty Queen o' Heaven, for thy peer on earth I never did see. Oh, no, no, Thomas, she said, that name does not belong to me. I am but the Queen o' fair Elfland, that am hither come to visit thee. Harp and carp, Thomas, she said, harp and carp along with me, and if ye dare to kiss my lips, sure of your body I will be. Betide me weal, betide me woe, that weird shall never daunt on me, sign he has kissed a rosy lips, all underneath the Eildon tree. Now ye mun gang wi' me, she said, true Thomas, ye mun gang wi' me, and ye mun serve me 7 years, through weal and woe as may chance to be. She mounted on her milk-white steed, she's ta'en true Thomas up behind, and I whene'er her bridle rung, the steed flew faster than the wind. Oh, they rode on and further on, the steed gaed swifter than the wind, until they reached a desert wide, and 11 land was left behind. Lech doon, now true Thomas, and lean your head upon my knee, abide and rest a little space, and I will show ye fairless three. Oh, see ye not yon narrow road, so thick beset with thorns and briars? That is the path o' righteousness, though after it but few inquires. And see ye not that braid road that lies across that lily leaven? That is the path o' wickedness, though some call it the road to heaven. And see ye not that bonny road that winds about the fairny brae? That is the road to fair Elfland, where thou and I this nacht maun gae. But Thomas, ye maun haud your tongue, Whatever ye may hear or say, for if ye speak word in Elfland land, ye'll never get back to your ain country. Syne they come to a garden green, and she put an apple free a tree. Tak this for thy wages, true Thomas. It'll gie ye the tongue that can never lee. My tongue is my ain, true Thomas said. A goodly gift ye would gie to me, I never dochte by or sell. At fair or tryst war I may be, I doch neither speak to prince or peer, nor ask of grace from fair lady. Now hold thy peace, the lady said, for as I say, so must it be. He has gotten a coat o' the even cloth, and a pair o' shoon o' velvet green, and till 7 years were gane and past, true Thomas on earth was never seen.